Rain and thunderstorms will continue to occur in the lower parts of the Midwest today and extend back into the heart of hard red winter wheat country. This is part of a slow-moving frontal boundary that generated some rain and thunderstorm activity overnight last night, and the precipitation will continue today and probably linger into the day tomorrow before finally pushing off to the southeast as we move into Friday and early Saturday. The rainfall that has occurred in the last 24 hours has been quite varied across the region, with some portions in far southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana receiving 1 to 3 inch amounts. Rainfall also was locally heavy in west-central Missouri and east-central Kansas, where some totals, according to radar, may have run from 1 to 4 inches. But most other areas across the Midwest reported only light amounts of precipitation, with a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 4 and 5 tenths of an inch occurring most often. The precipitation was somewhat erratic as well, with many areas from northern Missouri to parts of northern Ohio staying relatively dry. The forecast does offer an increase in precipitation today for many of these areas, but it is going to continue to be somewhat of an erratically distributed rain event in the sense that some areas will see very limited amounts of moisture, while others could see some locally heavy amounts. The precipitation will be beneficial, though, from most perspectives. Obviously, some delay in harvest progress will occur across the lower Midwest, and planting delays for wheat will also occur, but the moisture in portions of Kansas and Missouri and even Illinois will turn out to be quite beneficial for the winter wheat prospects. As we move forward through October, planting will likely accelerate with the moisture that has been newly found. And in northern portions of the Midwest, we're looking at a pattern here that will continue to be one that is relatively dry, and there's not much precipitation potential in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, or even Iowa as we move forward through time here until probably the middle to latter part of next week. At that point in time, we will see a cold surge coming down out of Canada that will promise to bring a few showers with it, and we'll likely see at least a temporary interruption to the drying tendency that will be prevailing until that point in time. Our temperatures across the Midwest are going to be a bit warmer than average for a while, at least until that cold air mass comes in from Canada next week. And because of the warm temperatures, we'll likely see evaporation rates high enough that net drying conditions will occur in quite a few areas. But we don't expect a problem to evolve from this at all. The afternoon temperatures through the next few days will be running mostly 60s and 70s north and 70s and lower 80s in the south. Most of those 80-degree readings will be limited to the next day or two, and we will see some upper 50-degree readings occurring across the Great Lakes region, at least for a brief period of time over the next day or two. And then we'll likely see next week some cooler temperatures coming in from the northwest. Those cooler conditions will likely impact the Dakotas, Minnesota, and neighboring states initially during the middle part of next week. And then we'll likely see the cool front moving across a larger part of the Midwest later in the week. We do not expect to see big rains come from that system, but we will see some scattered showers of light intensity, mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch will occur as that system moves through. We'll probably see some windy conditions too as the colder air comes in next week, but until then it's going to be relatively quiet from a wind perspective. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.